Blog Talk Radio.
Corinthians 4:17 declares, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Just want to encourage somebody that it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. On the other side, there's another weight of glory that God has designed just for your life. I dare you to declare out of your mouth that it's already getting better. It's already looking better. Everything around you is getting better. Your finances, your job, your career, your family, your house is shifting. Your life is turning upside down. God is getting ready to shift everything about you. He's taking you high. I dare you to open up your mouth and say, oh, he's taking me higher. Hey, he's taking me higher. Oh, taking me higher. and give them glory. Open up your mouth and give them glory. Hey, Lord, take me higher. You are the potter and I am the clay. You can have your way. You can have your way. You can have your way. Cause I know that my ways are not your ways. I'm not gonna be comfortable, but in your will is where I'll stay. Ayandola.
Evening, listening audience. It has been quite some time, but this is Lady Nancy here on God's Second Radio. For those listening for the very first time on God Said I Can Radio, we are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry streaming live various days during the week where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed God Said I Can Radio. We are still in the comeback stage. Again, I am Lady Nancy here, your hostess with the mostest, here giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God Said I Can Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry you are in. God Said I Can Radio are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. Our theme in scripture, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm so happy and elated to be back here with you. I've been afflicted, but yet not defeated. God Said I Can Radio welcomes the new year, 2017. It is upon us, and we've seen so much already. Hearts are downtrodden, but God is still exalted. We're going to be here every Monday and various days during the week as announced. Join us for Monday Moments, where Mondays we'll be sharing the word, working on winning souls, encouraging, doing exactly what we were created to do. So please join me and let's talk. We'll be praying, playing music, reflecting, and staying focused. And don't forget that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And P.S., we win. So today I am here with you, thanking you ever so much for those who have listened throughout the months, the years, from the time that I started this journey and have been here with you. Many, many things have happened. And, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you that there's been so much that's been going on in my own personal life. But yet, I'm not distracted. I'm not out. I'm not down. I'm here doing what I've been called to do, and that is radio. Dealing with a little bit of pain right now, but it's not something that's going to stop me from doing today's show. I was fine pretty much all day until I got on the air, and it's nothing but the enemy, but we are going to come against that, and we're going to believe God for his manifested power, even here on God's Second Radio right now. So if I sound a little slurred and I sound a little weird, it's because I'm having some issues with a condition that I have been dealing with. So for those who don't know my story concerning that, last year, in the early stages of the year, around February, March, I had been stricken with this pain that was out of this world. And this pain had got me to a place where I was unable to talk properly, eat, brush my teeth, just every little detail that concerned my face and my mouth. And come to find out, I went for a couple of doctor's appointments, and the appointments had directed me into the correct doctor to assume what was wrong with me. And long story short, the facial pain that I was experiencing was a condition called trigeminal neuralgia. Trigeminal neuralgia is a very devastating, excruciating nerve condition. The trigeminal nerve is the largest nerve in the head, which is typically on your left side, which stems from the crown of your head, under your eye, through your nose, through your lip, through your mouth, and down into the mandibular bone, which is your jaw. Now, I had experienced this pain, which definitely put a damper in just myself personally, as well as the things that I was doing for the Lord. But even though I experienced this minor setback, it did not deter me from wanting to do what I was called to do for Christ. And even though I was going through my motions of not wanting to at some time, I had no choice but to say, you know what, God, through it, I still got to give you praise. I still have to give you glory. I still have to worship you. I still have to glorify your name through it all. Now, throughout the summer months, I was off and on throughout the air and went through a period of, I guess, what you want to call remission, so to speak. And how they found out that I had this condition was it was known to be that something had to be pressing up against the nerve. So I had a couple of MRIs and of the brain and so on and so forth. And lo and behold, there is a tumor, a fatty growth. Thank God it's not cancer. And I've shared this story before. But as a reminder, I'm here to let you know what's been going on with me as we're going to find out what's going on with you and what should be going on with you that's not going on with you. Long story short, the tumor is in the center of my brainstem where it is not operable, but I had some radiation and still 6 months later, there's no change in the growth. Apparently, it's been there for quite some time, but it didn't manifest itself until the pain started, which means it started growing enough that it triggered the nerve, and this nerve is giving me all kind of just drama. However, it is not going to stop me. I'm still going to praise my God. I'm still going to do what I need to do. Even as I'm speaking through my testimony right now, the pain is subsiding, and we're going to have an awesome time today here on God's Silicon Radio. I miss being on the air doing what God has called me to do. For the last several months, even up to the end of last year, I had been debating when to go back on. Last time I was on was in October, and I had little bouts here and there, and the pain came back. And just long story short, so much has gone on concerning the medication that they gave me, tried to kill me, all kind of stuff. And I'm here, and I thank God that I'm here to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to do what I've been called to do on today, because we are created in his image and in his likeness. No matter what goes on in this earth, what we see, what people try to do, the righteousness of God is who we are. And before I go any further, I do want to just say a quick prayer because I want God to be exalted in all that I do. I want God to know how much I appreciate him and all that he's done for me through this trying season of my life, which has been many, but this to me has appeared to have been the worst, except for the recent loss of a family member that was very, very close to us, my brother's oldest daughter. But before I continue to tell you what was going on, I want to pray. So, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We ask you, God, even now, for those who go back on to God's Silicon Radio, those who are listening even now, Father, I decrease even now, God, that you may increase, Lord, that you may have your way on this show, God. Lord God, Silicon Radio was designed and it was established, God, for what you are and who you are, and you are the I Am. God, Silicon Radio is an entity, it is an avenue to hear the word of God through the media, through the airwaves, through the internet waves, through people who possibly may not have access or just have something extra to do in their life. Lord, I ask you that whoever's heart is listening, God, whoever's heart is heavy, God, that you touch them in ways, God, that they need to be touched in, God, only that you know how, Father, that you, God, just encompass them, oh God, just cause them to regulate their hearts and their minds to draw back from them and die in self, God, that they open their hearts to you, that you be the genuine God that you have called, that you allowed yourself to be for us and to them, God. We thank you even now, God, for all that you are doing, going to do, and have manifested even on this radio station, even outside of the four walls, God. We want you, God, to be glorified in this place, God. And we thank you for you are welcome God, to habitat and to tabernacle with us on today, God. And we thank you and give you great praise and great glory and great honor. As I sit here, Father, just thanking you and allowing your presence to come into this radio show, God, the airways, oh God, as I even sense your presence even now, God, thanking you for allowing this pain to subside as I can pray and talk and share and minister to your people, God. I don't know all things, God, but I do know what you have called us to do. And I thank you even now, God, that everyone that hears this show under the sound of my voice, God, that is touched in their lives, oh God, like they've never been touched before, that they get the confidence back, oh God, in the places that they lack confidence, God, and that you, God, open the floodgates, oh God, and just touch their hearts and their minds, oh God, and their spirits and their souls, that they are reminded, oh God, that the word, what is sharper than any two-edged sword, God, it comes to divide, oh God, and it comes to give truth, it comes to saturate, it comes to heal, it comes to set free, it comes to deliver, God, and we want all that to be done in your name, in your son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Now, I'm on here to share some things with you guys. Just recently, we've had a death in my family. My brother, oldest brother, oldest daughter recently passed away due to some severe complications of a condition that she had that wreaked havoc in her body, causing an infection to spread through her bloodstream. Last week has been very, very difficult for our family, difficult for myself because of the pain that I experienced through this condition that I have. It really was wreaking havoc where I was barely able to talk and get words out and just really in an uproar. And even through it, you know, I was a bit discouraged because, you know, we went praying, we went seeking the Lord, and in no way do I not believe God is God no matter what has happened, because the things that happen in our earth are, you know, repercussions and consequences, you know, of the sin that is in the land, and not that what happened to her is that. It's just that God is sovereign and he allows what he wants to allow, and I believe whatever the will of God is, that's what it must be. But just for a moment, and it doesn't mean that I don't believe he can still do all the miraculous things, because I know that he can. She passed away in the hospital after making the decision to take her off life support. And my reason for talking about her is basically just the speculations. I don't have the actual documented, you know, proof, or just things that have been told to me in pieces. And in no way is this to, you know, discourage anyone or make anyone feel horrible. It's just to talk about prevention and awareness in the physical body, the psychological body, and the spiritual body. My reason for sharing this is for the simple fact that I heard that she had some intestinal issues last year after my brother got married, and I don't know, you know, to what extent, how long she had been dealing with it, or how she, you know, it was managed when they did go in and do a couple of tests while she was in the hospital, and so on and so forth. So the reason for me saying this is that your body was designed with alarms, pain, anything abnormal, anything that is definitely not functioning properly is a sign. So today, it's something that the Lord had put on my heart, even for myself, guilty, because I had some issues, not just the pain, prior to all of this, and the pain just happened to be the last resort is what made me go to the doctor, because it was causing so much dysfunction in my personal life, my everyday life, where I have to work, maintain my family, and do some things. So the body is designed to give you alarms. There's reasons why you're able to wake up out of a sound sleep in the middle of the night to use the restroom, because that's the way God designed our body. He designed our body, that pain, you know, if it's not from an incident or accident or injury, to warn you that something is wrong, you know, from the color of our eyes, the color of our vomit, just different things that our body does, the functions that it does, is a sign that something is wrong. So I'm urging you on today, you know, the lack of sleep, the anxiety levels that we experience. You know, it's a lot of us out there in the Christian world who are dependent on Xanax and, you know, different anti-anxiety medications, and that should not be. We are supposed to have a stable mind in Christ. Not that we don't suffer from things, but we need to know that there's a reason why our body is going through this. So, again, knowing that there are different things that was happening even within my own self, the numbness, the tingling, the feeling like things were crawling on my face and my lips, just different sensations I was having with signs that something was wrong and I didn't go to the doctor. And then I come to find out that this situation is really there underneath all that is going on. And the purpose of, you know, again, sharing the stories that I'm telling you, which are real life incidents, is that we need to walk in prevention, walk in awareness of our bodies, of the things we feel. Prevention is the yearly, 6 month to yearly checkups we should have for every part of our body. To the gentlemen who don't like to go to the doctors, you know, age 30 and above, concerning colonoscopies, et cetera, and et cetera. Things are inside of us slowly creeping up, developing that we don't know about. And we need to get over the fear of, you know, what doctors got to do in order to find out things about us. Those are things that we're going to have to just drop our pride and get busy, you know, allowing the doctors who God created to be doctors, to help us stay healthy, live longer, our diets, the foods we eat, so on and so forth. And I'm elated because I had struggled myself with weight gain and over the last few years, and it was a taxing significant amount that I will not name, but it was too much for me. Let's just say I was close to 300 pounds, and even though I'm tall, you know, the weight shifted and so on and so forth. But in realistically, what they say your BMI should be, what your weight for your height should be, we're all considered obese anyway. The new term for the thinnest person is obese, but there's just things about us that you know that there's too much weight. You know, the size of your clothes goes up, you got a little more rolls than you had. Your stomach is a little bigger than norm, and you got love handles, so on and so forth. They are signs that something is wrong. Now, we're not looking for the beef, you know, six-pack and, you know, athletic toned body, male or female, but we need to be in a healthy state of living in order to be here to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in the things that the Lord had shared with me, I'm always reminded of being in a service where the prophet was sharing in the service the scripture, 1 Timothy 2:5-7, that there is one God, there is one mediator between God and man, and the man is Jesus Christ. He who gave himself a ransom for all testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. And it is something that is very important to know, that the blood that was shed on the cross for us through Jesus Christ, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We are the people of God. Those who don't even know they're the people of God are the people of God, because he created all things in his image and in his likeness, and it is a choice. He gave us free will to decide to come back to where we come from. I've always been a believer that no matter how much things we've done in our life, that there was always something greater and bigger than myself. Having, you know, even heard about different religions, and I'm learning about relationship, having a relationship with Christ, knowing that his blood, you know, was shed on the cross for the remission of sins, And, you know, it's sin of now, sin of future, sin of present, that we're at a place where God is looking for his people. He's desiring his people to come back to the Creator. He's crying out for his creation to know who the Creator is. I'm just so overwhelmed within myself to know that here I am, was a sinner saved by grace from a man, whether we can see him or not, has loved us so, you know, that he is just looking for a repentant heart. And to know that you may have done some things, you may, you know, continually be doing some things and you just don't know how to stop. But when you have given your life over to Christ and you have allowed him to be the Lord and the Savior and the landlord of your life, that 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 21 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, before I finish the scripture, it does not mean, and this is a clarity clause that I need to share with you, that even though you get saved, even though you repent, you give your life over to Christ, doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean that things are not going to happen. And I have to remind myself as well that even though these things that have continually happened over the last 3-4 years of my life doesn't mean that I'm exempt from these things. It just means that I have a mediator. I have someone that is making intercession for my circumstances and my situation unto my God. And then the obedience, the faithfulness, and the trust that I have in him, that I continue to stay focused on my call in him, these things too shall pass. And 18 says, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For ye have made him, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. As I had said earlier, that we have been made the righteousness of God in him. I believe the most amazing things that have ever happened in my life was turning my life over to Christ. No matter what my flesh wanted to do and what, you know, I wanted to do, the surrendering of who I am, my will, my life, my soul to who he is one of the greatest things I could have ever done. You know, I find myself, even when I want to make decisions concerning myself as a person, forgetting that not only am I a physical person, that I am a spiritual person connected to a God that, you know, wants us to make the right choices, to stay on that street called straight, the narrow, where there's no room for error. Even though he know we will err, but we have to come back to our senses to be what God has called us to be in this hour. It is a privilege and an honor to share with you and be with you in the realm of media by way of internet, so that someone out there can be encouraged on today to know that Jesus Christ is our Lord, he is our Savior, that he is the Son of the living God, the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter. He's the teacher. He's the director. He's the one who corrects us. He's the one that disciplines us, was also given unto us after with such power in the book of Acts when Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. I believe those things. I believe that there's just such a creation and there's such a manner of power of the supernatural realm that God is just so amazing. We don't even have enough sense to maintain our regular life, you know, concerning paying bills, and, you know, we can't even regulate ourselves with doing what's right in this earth and regulate ourselves, you know, just doing the normalcy things that we're supposed to do in this life, let alone think that we're of our own. Absolutely not. I just come to encourage, and I come to share, you know, and let someone know who's lost out there, who doesn't know Christ in the pardon of their sins. We need to know that there is a Savior out there. It is my pleasure. I want to introduce something that I had begun working on last year that I did not get out there, which I'm going to get printed. So I can, when I run across people, I can hand them one called The Invitation. The Invitation is a little white card that has hearts and a little design on it that says you're invited. You've been invited, and today is the day. Do you know the Lord in the pardon of your sins? The answer is no with a question mark. Then, if not, this invitation is for you. 1 John 1:9 in the King James Version Bible, as you read, thank God for his forgiveness towards you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Accept Jesus as your Savior and ask him to live as Lord of your life. This invitation actually is a reminder of the things that sometimes God downloads and gives me to do that I start and I stop and I never finish or complete. And I will make it my business to get many, many thousands of them printed so that wherever I go, I can easily slip one or leave one on a table wherever I go to let you know that he is calling, he is hungering after his people to really just turn away, you know, to seek him, to really trust him. You know, the hardest thing for us as humans is to give up our will, give up our reign, and, you know, remove our gas pedal from the driver's seat and allow someone that, you know, a lot say, well, we can't see, but you can see him. And the reason why you can is because you're here. You know, there's no man in this earth that has an ability to create a physical body as such, to do what it does, how it does, and all different functions and systems on this earth, to make a heartbeat, you know, just by breathing, speaking life, you know, the very things that man is just unable to do, no matter how much science that one knows, knowledge, and is capable of learning, we still don't even use the full capacity of our brain. And to say that there's no God, to say that there's no Christ, there's no Holy Spirit is just crazy. I am definitely convinced throughout whatever God wants to do, even in my own life, as I share when I come on the radio to my listening audience and those who take that moment to just sit and listen and understand the things that I share. As I said, I'm not a scholar, but I do know the things that, you know, we ought to talk about when it comes to Christ and knowing who he is and why he did what he did. And I mean, when I think about the ransom that was paid for my life, and that's just me, but he did it for the whole world, even though people can look with their visual eyes and can't see beyond the spiritual realm, they're saying, how in the world can God, Christ, have done this for me? And we see such opposition, but it is within my greatest belief, the relationship of those who really have one with him. It is not religion. It is not man-made. It is to know that the greatest gift that was ever given to us was Christ and how much he loves us so, because he's given us opportunity after opportunity to be here and still get a chance to make it right. Because in the end, when it's all said and done, heaven or hell, you know, is the ultimate place for our souls after this earth. And my goal is to make it. And I want to hear him say, well done. I want to hear him say that though I have sojourned through this life and things that have happened to me, that I've still held my head high to declare the works of the Lord and all that I have, you know, do. And it is not for me, but it is for his glory that someone out there receive Christ in the pardon of their sins. Now, I don't give out my number anymore, but I do give out my email. And I would love to, you know, lead someone to Christ and share as much as I can. And whatever answers I don't have, I can always get them for you. My email is betterdaysahead35@gmail.com. Just the way it sounds, betterdaysahead35 at gmail.com. And the reason why my email says better days ahead is because when I was 35, my life had went through some crazy, crazy things, and I decreed and declared over myself that my life would have better days ahead, that it wouldn't always be like it is. And even though there's things that have happened to me throughout the years, you know, I've suffered breakup, loss, abandonment, divorce, all kind of stuff. Even while doing this show, you never know unless I tell you, but my transparency is not to make you feel bad for me or empathize. It is just to let you know that I am a survivor. I'm fighting. I'm doing what God has called me to do, and I have found the arena that I love doing ministry in, which is media. Now, I can sit and share, you know, amongst a group of people in the flesh and in live, and that's all great. However, I know that there's still something behind what I do that has yet to be recognized or picked up, but there are people out there who have supported this ministry many, many years, different people I've shared this airway with, and I've learned that I don't necessarily have to have a physical person, per se, voice with me on the air to do what I've been called to do, because ministry is just that. It's not about people, and I have gotten, you know, chastised, you know, by God that if I didn't have a guest, then I wouldn't do the show. Well, the guest every day that I do this show, whether there's another person or not, is God himself, Christ himself, you know, the triune God. And he shares and he downloads and he gives me what to say. And as I even, not even scripted, you know, it just comes naturally how he just begins to minister to me. And I begin to share with you the things that it is that he wants to say to someone out there who doesn't know him in the pardon of their sins. You know, the song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now safe am I. And it is the love of God that has lifted us to bring us into a place that we can dine and we can just be before the Father and sit at his feet and praise him and worship him and give him all glory for being the God of our salvation. And I hope this is really helping someone. I hope that there's someone out there who just, you know, could be feeling some type of way and just happened to run across God's Connecting Radio on today. I will say that I'm not sure what days this week I'll be back on, because this is actually the first initiative for the new year. And I will be sharing, talk about it Tuesdays is something that I'm praying that, you know, more people get involved, that you'll be talking about it, but we'll be sharing, we'll still be working on awareness, we'll still be sharing on prevention, health-wise, psychological, and spiritual, because we want you to get it right. We need you to live each day as if it was your last, so that God can tell you the same thing when the time comes that he comes to judge this earth, that it is well with him. And I don't want any souls to be lost. The invitation is something that I will be sharing every chance that I get. And the perfect scripture that I love this scripture, actually, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I so believe that he was born of a virgin. I so believe Christ was, you know, the mother of Mary. Some people believe that Mary is the one that they, you know, worship and praise, but that is not true. It is the son that she bore through the gift of the Holy Spirit that lived on this earth, who walked and talked among us. His name was Emmanuel, and that means God with us. I believe that story is in the book of Matthew, but if I'm incorrect, I can find it and share it. He was God with us in flesh on earth, as again, he who became sin, knew no sin, and died for us. I believe that he was hung on the cross. I believe he was crucified and bled. I believe that he died and he rose again and ascended with the Father, and I believe he is doing just that and is coming back one day. I'm so convinced that all these things that we have been taught and shared upon are going to happen, and I'm looking forward to a very glorious day. But in the meanwhile, we need to get some people ready to really get their lives together, their thought processes, their minds, you know, the renewing of the mind, and, you know, being where they need to be at mentally, because society has been such a hard commodity to, you know, allow people to live past what they've been through or what they've done. It doesn't matter what you have done, you know, it doesn't matter what's happened in your life. You know, once you become a creature of Christ, you know, God doesn't look at what you did, and it doesn't matter what you have done. It is, he's looking for your heart. He's looking for the change, and he is looking for you to just believe and trust him. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You know, we are flesh beings, but we are also spirit beings, because life was breathed into Adam with the very announcing, you know, of God. You know, he said that the earth was good, but when he created us, he said it was very good. So there was something so much greater than just the earth when it was in its form of void and all the things that God did in it. I pray that someone is really being uplifted. I want to encourage you to really not give up on this life, not give up, you know, on God. You know, seek out your prayer life with him. Make the time to be with him, and, you know, share with him the things that are on your heart. And really, really know that God is real, that his son really did do all these things, how much he loved us so. And we're going to take a break. I'll be back, and we're going to play a little bit of music, and we'll conclude this ministry encounter here on God's Anakin Radio. And I pray you're being blessed, because I am feeling a lot better compared to when I first got on, and I refuse to close my mouth, because I know what God has given to me. I know what he has given me in my dreams. I know what he has called me to do, a very visionary person, for the lives of others to not be the same. So let's take a break. God bless you all. We'll be back.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Lift your hands and let's welcome him into this tabernacle. Welcome his holy presence into this sanctuary. For God, we need you. Lord, we need your power. We need your presence. Hallelujah. Welcome him into this place. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. Oh, come on and worship the Lord. Come on and worship him. Oh, he inhabits the praises of his people. Come on, Zion, and worship him. Lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, he's worthy. We extol you, Lord. We bless your name. You're worthy, worthy. Hallelujah.
Lord, you're welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. This place.
Come on, welcome his presence. Hallelujah, you're welcome, Jesus. as we wait on you for what you will have us do. We seek your face, Lord, move today with our hands up high.
Standing on the promises
on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God says. Holy clinging to the word that I have read. I'm not trusting in the strength of me.
caught something I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready just because he can. Back home, he came for me.
All of the brothers and sisters out here, I want you to know that God has all power. When he rose from the grave, he proclaimed that I have all power in my hand. No sickness, no struggle, no bad habit can compare to the power that he has. My God has all power in his hand. He can heal the sick and save the land. He has power to make me love my enemies. He died on the cross to set me free. hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Blesses you while you're on break and you're sitting here like, wow, God. Okay, all right, I hear you. I'm just thoroughly elated for the opportunity to share and, again, be here with you on God's Vatican Radio. I pray that today's ministry encounter really encouraged someone today. Going forward, just doing the will of God, being called to do what I do, and pray that it definitely helps someone else out there. And I don't do it for the stats, I don't do it for the numbers, I don't do it for the popularity. The only popularity in this I want is Christ. He's the only one that I'm interested in to do what needs to be done when I come share on God's Vatican Radio. So I pray again, that the Lord's will be done in your life as you listen and take heed to the word. If you have a Bible, read it, study it, get a prayer life, get established with Him, and let God reveal to you what He wants you to know. So we're going to end this ministry encounter here on God's Vatican Radio. I'll probably be back next week, and we'll be sharing again on Monday Moments. And I pray God's Vatican Radio has been a blessing to you. Those who have listened in the past, I appreciate you all. Things that I have shared and done and guests I've had, it has been an absolute joy to do ministry on the air. And I thank you so much again for just being a part of a monumental move that God wants to do in this hour. It is my prayer that your hearts are turned back to the Father, that you're restored, renewed, regenerated in Him, and that He shows you that He's God in this hour. God bless you all, and have an awesome, awesome evening.
For your inspiration tonight, for the lonely, for those of us that are in Christ, we've had a few problems. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance. And I remember how when the Lord saved me, He put one word deep in my members. He put the word hallelujah. And as I kept walking with the Lord and walking with Him and walking with Him and walking with Him, I learned that a few trials could come, a few things to come that put me off course, a few things to knock me down sometimes. But He taught me how to say that same hallelujah anyhow. Glory. And for your information tonight, if you're going through something, take it home with you. Put it in your heart. in my trials and my affliction. When I'm happy through my victory,
hallelujah.
I've learned how to say,
you gotta learn to say hallelujah.